Buddha, Shri Dharma, Shri Sangha. In the last talk that I did, I said that the fundamental teaching of Zen is that all beings possess Buddha nature. And I said that if we are blinded to this truth, it is because of greed, hate, and delusion. It follows from this that the problem of suffering cannot be dealt with at its root, at its foundation level, by external means. Because external means do not deal with greed, hate, and delusion. With that problem of spiritual blindness or ignorance. So this implies that something spiritual needs to be done. Something spiritual needs to happen. Where there is this blindness to the truth of the Buddha nature. And this in turn implies that it is not just what we do, but how we do what we do that has the greatest impact on whether this spiritual blindness is deepened or whether it is lessened. You could say that in religious teaching, the concern about what we do is the realm of perceptual teaching and perceptual practice. And the concern about how we do what we do, the way in with the way in which we go about it, more particularly the attitude of mind and spirit with which we go about it, that is the realm of meditation and mindfulness. To these two realms, you can add a third. That you could say underlies both of them. And this is the realm of faith. And to put this very simply, there's the what you do, there's the attitude which you go about it, and then there's the underlying fact of whether both what and how involve a willful looking down or a choice to look up. Of spiritual looking up is the act of faith. Of course, in Buddhist teaching, what I'm describing are the threefold division, or is the threefold division of the Eightfold Path. Path that leads to the cessation of suffering. Sila, precepts, perceptual practice. Jhana, meditational practice. And prajna, wisdom practice. And in Buddhism it's understood and it's taught that wisdom, right understanding, the eighth step of the Eightfold Path, grows out of faith. In our practice, I've always thought that the spiritual year begins in September when we begin our fall training term. Not at the time of the traditional New Year, but in September. Towards the end of August, the beginning of September, it's not uncommon for people sometimes, trainees sometimes, to feel somewhat discouraged, to feel like a change of gears is coming and one isn't quite sure whether one has the capacity to do this, to go through this once again. And over many years of training, I've seen many people give up towards the end of the summer. But this is also a time when as it were the spiritual juices start flowing more vigorously again. And when there's a sense of new opportunity in the air, and if there was ever a time when both of these aspects seem to be floating in the ether about us, so to speak, this is such a time. One can look down and go with the discouragement. One can look up and go with the renewed inner spiritual life. It's our choice. Each of us does possess the Buddha nature. Each of us does have the capacity to walk the path that leads to the cessation of suffering. Each of us does have the potential for the deep and thorough conversion of greed, hate, and delusion into compassion, love, and wisdom, aspects of enlightenment. Each of us carries with us both the cause of suffering, the causes of suffering, and the Buddha nature that can deal with those causes. And bring them into alignment with itself. I hope and pray that we'll all make good use of the opportunity that is manifesting in front of us and that will be unfolding in the weeks and months to come. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.